But the voices did not come back, at least not yet. And as he began to think about what he was seeing, he realized that the lot wasn't completely empty after all. Standing in the middle of the trash-littered, weedy waste ground was a sign. Mills Construction and Sombra Real Estate Associates are continuing to remake the face of Manhattan. Coming soon to this location, Turtle Bay Luxury Condominiums. Call 555-6712 for information. You will be so glad you did. Coming soon? Maybe. But Jake had his doubts. The letters on the sign were faded and it was sagging a little. At least one graffiti artist, Bango Skank by name, had left his mark across the artist's drawing of the Turtle Bay Luxury Condominiums in bright blue spray paint. Jake wondered if the project had been postponed or if it had maybe just gone belly up. He remembered hearing his father talking on the telephone to his business advisor not 2 weeks ago, yelling at the man to stay away from any more condo investments. "I don't care how good the tax picture looks," he nearly screamed. This was, as far as Jake could tell, his father's normal tone of voice when discussing business matters. The Coke in the desk drawer might have had something to do with that. "When they're offering a goddamn TV set just so you'll come down and look at a blueprint, something's wrong." The board fence surrounding the lot was chin-high to Jake. It had been plastered with handbills. Olivia Newton-John at Radio City, a group called G. Gordon Liddy and the Grots at a club in the East Village, a film called War of the Zombies, which had come and gone earlier that spring. No trespassing signs had also been nailed up at intervals along the fence, but most of them had been papered over by ambitious bill posters. A little way farther along, another graffito had been spray-painted on the fence, this one in what had once undoubtedly been a bright red, but which had now faded to the dusky pink of late summer roses. Jake whispered the words aloud, his eyes wide and fascinated. "See the turtle of enormous girth. On his shell he holds the earth. If you want to run and play, come along the beam today." Jake supposed the source of this strange little poem, if not its meaning, was clear enough. This part of Manhattan's east side was known, after all, as Turtle Bay. But that didn't explain the goose flesh, which was now running up the center of his back in a rough stripe, or his clear sense that he had found another road sign along some fabulous hidden highway. Jake unbuttoned his shirt and stuck his two newly purchased books inside. Then he looked around, saw no one paying attention to him, and grabbed the top of the fence. He boosted himself up, swung a leg over, and dropped down on the other side. His left foot landed on a loose pile of bricks that promptly slid out from under him. His ankle buckled under his weight, and bright pain lanced up his leg. He fell with a thud and cried out in mingled hurt and surprise as more bricks dug into his rib cage like thick, rude fists. He simply lay where he was for a moment, waiting to get his breath back. He didn't think he was badly hurt, but he'd twisted his ankle, and it would probably swell. He'd be walking with a limp by the time he got home. He'd just have to grin and bear it, though. He sure didn't have cab fare. "You don't really plan to go home, do you? They'll eat you alive." Well, maybe they would, and maybe they wouldn't. So far as he could see, he didn't have much choice in the matter. And that was for later. Right now, he was going to explore this lot, which had drawn him as surely as a magnet draws steel shavings. That feeling of power was still all around him, he realized, and stronger than ever. He didn't think this was just a vacant lot. Something was going on here, something big. He could feel it thrumming in the air, like loose volts escaping from the biggest power plant in the world. As he got up, Jake saw that he had actually fallen lucky. Close by was a nasty jumble of broken glass. If he'd fallen into that, he might have cut himself very badly. "That used to be the show window," Jake thought. "When the deli was still here, you could stand on the sidewalk and look in at all the meats and cheeses. They used to hang them on strings." He didn't know how he knew this, but he did. Knew it beyond a shadow of a doubt.